he was kind of using his power over her.
According to Variety magazine, several women say they complained to executives at the network about Lauer's behavior, which fell on deaf ears given the lucrative advertising surrounding Today. Jeff Zucker, the former president of NBC Universal, who led the Today show when he was just 26, had this to say.
Obviously, I've known Matt for 25 years, and I didn't know this Matt.
And NBC's current management doubled down, releasing a statement unequivocally denying any prior knowledge of complaints about Matt Lauer's conduct. But Variety magazine is questioning the validity of that statement.
It is at odds with our reporting. We had talked to dozens of former and current staffers who say that there was general knowledge within all ranks of NBC, between staffers, high-ranking executives, other anchors that were on air with Matt, knowing, detailing, speaking about what Matt was doing, pursuing women.
You wish me well.
Oh, boy, do we.
Matt Lauer's firing is also bringing the tearful departure of Ann Curry back into the headlines. Curry is now speaking out about Lauer's firing, telling People magazine she is still processing it, adding, the women's movement got us into the workplace, but it didn't make us safe once we got there. And the battle lines are now clear. We need to move this revolution forward and make our workplaces safe.
And Lindsay Davis back with us here tonight. And this evening, we're also learning details about what NBC News employees were told by their boss after Matt Lauer's firing.
Yeah, and David, he would not give the details about that complaint, but he did describe a power dynamic at play, which he said made the encounters inappropriate.
All right, Lindsay Davis leading us off. Lindsay, thank you. And one more major name, music and movie mogul Russell Simmons resigning from all of his companies today after facing a new claim of sexual assault. Screenwriter Jenny Lumet writing in The Hollywood Reporter about the incident from 1991 when she says she was around 24 years old, claiming Simmons offered her a ride home, then locked the car doors and had the driver take her to his home where she says he sexually assaulted her. Simmons denies the assault, saying he remembers the night differently, but apologizes for being thoughtless and insensitive in relationships over the years. We do move on to